Swami, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
The word consciousness and then the word awareness is always used interchangeably. Do they mean the same. Or do you use these words in different contexts differently?
No. We have limited sense of the word awareness.
Yeah.
See, are you aware of the fact? We always use, are you aware? What's happening here? No. Do you know this? That's the meaning. Of course, the knowledge also, we use the word term knowledge also in as a vritti jnanam, isn't it? But generally, when it, all these three words are synonyms. Awareness, I mean, let's say we use the pure awareness, pure knowledge and pure consciousness, we say. Isn't it? See, now we are all conscious. Now heat consciousness is there. Sun consciousness is there, light consciousness is there. We have to say all in London now, okay? April 1st, 2nd of April. Now, sun awareness is there. Sun awareness, sun consciousness, sun knowledge, brilliance knowledge, brightness knowledge, you know, is there. We can say that. Same. But here, something is, isn't it? You're adding something else. Minus sun, minus light, minus brilliance is what? Don't say gloomy awareness, okay?
pure
awareness. The pure again, pure also is a word, adjective attributed to the awareness or knowledge to distinguish it from the mixed, isn't it? Just otherwise, once you remove it, then there's just the awareness, only knowledge, only consciousness. This time, you'll also see, understand the vritti jnanam and swarupa jnanam. I made it very clear even Taittiriya class. Even if it was not clear, it doesn't matter. That's why we had another Upanishad. Here it will become much clearer. Isn't it? When do we use this? Suppose we say knowledge of anything. See, one simple fact. Now you can understand this. When you say the world exists, you leave it on everything. When you say world means what? Action, experience, fruits of actions, pain or pleasure, movements, motions, actions, everything, all the running around, everything, all the movements, isn't it? Everything exists. World exists means you have to include everything. Jagat bhati, jagat asti. World exists means world enjoys existence. Isn't it true? World exists means world enjoys existence. So, existence presupposes knowledge or cognition. Isn't it true? So, time and space are all the forms and names which exist within the realm of time and space, which constitute the universe. Universe means time, space plus all the forms and names which exist within the realm of time and space. The whole existence of anything presupposes knowledge, cognition. Isn't it true? Clear or not? If you say there is light, you have the knowledge of the light. If you do not know what light is, if you do not know there is light, even if the light is, it is as good as non-existent. Anything which enjoys existence presupposes knowledge. If there is no knowledge here of a given corresponding object, that object outside, even if it is there, it is as good as non-existent for you. That is why Swamiji always says, you see as much as you have here. You don't see what is outside, okay? You see as much as you hear. You have here. So, existence presupposes knowledge. If you do not know, then it doesn't exist for you. Doesn't exist for you means what? It is covered. Suppose now, there's so many scientific factors have been discovered already. Now, there's still, people are still, scientists are working. They are going to discover few more, many more subtle facts. So those facts which have not yet been discovered, isn't it? They're still what? They're as good as non-existent. They may be there, What's the, only when you know it is there for you. Until you know it is not there for you. Isn't it? Therefore, existence presupposes cognition. Existence presupposes knowledge. Okay. There's no existence outside of the knowledge. So Swamiji will say, for where does the Jagat exist? In your cognition. Only this is the space, little space. My God, this vast space is in your vritti, in your cognition. Space enjoy, how vast the space is, how vast a cognition must be to look, accommodate space. Where is space? In your cognition. Where is time? Where is presence? Where is past? Where is present? Where is fraction of second? In your cognition. Where are all the forms and names? In your cognition. Past, present, future is in your cognition. All the forms are in your cognition. The whole world exists only in your cognition. You had to include me in your in the world, okay? Me means what? Include. So we had to include all other people also in your. You have to include your own dearest body in the world. You have to separate yourself as a knower experiencer. Your own body, mind, sense complex, all your emotions, including your sweet madhu. Madhu means what? The sweet, dear ego. The knowledge I am. There's a what? Including the world, Jagat, does not exist outside of the cognition knowledge. Existence of anything is what? Ego is, the knowledge I am is, means what? Enjoys existence. Anything and everything which enjoys existence is not outside of cognition. And what is cognition? Where is the cognition located? What is cognition? What is knowledge? Existence presupposes knowledge means where does this knowledge exist? Where does cognition exist? There is no cognition, there is no knowledge outside of awareness, consciousness or knowledge. Where does the Jagat exist? Where does consciousness exist? You can't even ask. Consciousness is the existence. Consciousness happens to be the reality. Consciousness is the existence. And being existent is the nature of consciousness. Just with reference to ocean, water is the existence. Understand? With reference to the whole cosmos, consciousness is the existence. Absolute existence is what? Consciousness only. And consciousness is, what is its swarupam? That consciousness, which is of the nature of existence, is in fact of the nature of infinitude, is of the nature of fullness, is of the nature of limitlessness. And being conscious, the consciousness is also, so happiness also, sorrowlessness is also what? The nature of consciousness. Therefore, happiness is the swarupam of consciousness. Bliss is also swarupam of consciousness. In knowledge, there is happiness. In ignorance, there is bliss. When you are not knowing you are, there is bliss. In total ignorance, there is bliss. Why? Sorrowless. When you are not knowing you are, not knowing who you are, when you are, there's a total ignorance. In sleep, there's total ignorance. There is no sorrow. No sorrow. Bliss. What is bliss then? Sorrowlessness is what? Nature only. But what is happiness? In total knowledge, you know you are, you know what you are. In total knowledge, there is only reality. And so this only reality means what? There's only happiness. There's only fullness. The fullness, happiness is not a state of mind. You discover happiness being the very swarupam of the reality. In discovering the reality, you resolve your individuality, you disappear. How wave disappears in the wake of the knowledge of the truth being water. Not physically doesn't disappear. Intellectually, cognitively, there is no wave, there is only water. The same in the wake of the knowledge of the reality, the being the consciousness, you see, there is no I. I has gone. Just the wave goes. Cognitively, you resolve the wave. In the same way, cognitively, you see there is no I other than consciousness. It's only consciousness. That is what now? Ahankara nasha. Ahankara tyaga. Isn't it? That is what we know. That's what you're offering yourself absolutely to Bhagavan, which is Purnahuti. Isn't it? In fact, you don't offer. You just disappear. Isn't it? Nice way of putting it. I offer myself to Bhagavan. That's why you at least have make yourself an offerable. That's a Purnahuti. You offer yourself, offering comes to an end, conclusion, Purna. Becomes complete. The offering which the act of offering becomes complete. Offering of the offerer makes the offering complete. So Purnahuti. Afterward, what should you do? Finished. Eat prasadam and go. What is prasadam? Moksha is the prasadam. Moksha prasadam. And moksha prasadam we can enjoy. Got a bit of bliss subtle. And happiness.
Yeah, very subtle.
Yeah. Moksha prasadam you can enjoy, okay? That is the absolute prasadam. Again, you will not go for a prasadam. Finished. Once you got it, you can keep a prasadam forever. Again and again, go and ask, don't need to go and ask for the prasadam again and again and again. So, have you answered your question, Doctor?
Yes. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.